You know, Dino's about a story about another boy. He was only... Dino was about 27 years old when he was holding up banks in England. It's a true story.
Yeah, I took it from the newspapers.
Yeah, it's about real life. And he actually said, his mother said, not him, when he was found guilty by the court and sentenced to 10 years imprisonment, his mother said, he just wants to be someone, anyone. He just wants to be a star for a week or two. And she said that. She said it on television. I'm going, duh! And then it was on again later and I had my pen and paper ready or my microphone and I fucking taped it. I was like, I've got to have this, I've got to have this. She said exactly that. Beautiful, just beautiful. A mother excusing, not defending what he did. He was a naughty man, naughty what he did. He scared a lot of people. But she wasn't defending him, but she was excusing him. He just wants to be someone. He just wants anyone. Anyone. All the stuff about... And then also in that narrative, you've got this line, which I took again from one of the women who managed a post office. Yeah, you have post office? Which he held... They have the pension money for old people, the weekly... They used to give the pensions out. That's what they were robbing. With a gun, shotgun, and he was sleeping in the woods in the forest, and apparently he came into her village post office with nothing on his bare feet. He's going barefoot, like the man with no name, because she said he had a blanket with a hole in over his head, like a poncho, Clint Eastwood, Sergio Leone films, you know. She said he had this blanket with a hole in it. So I'm seeing, like, the man with no name. That was Clint Eastwood, you know, the man with no name.
Yeah.
So all tied in. I saw him as this kind of Billy the Kid, Clint Eastwood hero, very naughty, you know. And then his plea. He's in the chorus of my song. He's pleading, isn't he? I just want to be someone, anyone. I just want to be a star for a week or two. Don't mean any harm. But this is the modern world. Even that was in the 80s, but even it's worse now. Everyone wants to be a star now. By any means at all. You know, I don't know if you have the crap reality television that we put up with in Britain. It's just dreadful dumbing down. It's offensive. It's belittling of the human being. It's demeaning. I feel sorry for them.